Yeah. My pirate software can start.
Good afternoon, Vacuum Research.
Is John in?
Yes, one moment.
Thank you.
I'll assist you shortly. Be sure to visit our website at www.vacuumresearch.com for complete product specifications.
John Hartnett.
Hey, John. Scott, Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just want to give you a quick check-in, see if you had a chance to look around for a break at all. Or.
Yeah, actually, we're sort of on the trail, not on the press break, but one of our machining centers, a vertical, has been diagnosed as having a fatal flaw that someday may crap out. So we're really looking to replace the machining center first, and the two that we're looking at are about one 17,500, the other's 18,500. And we're just this afternoon, I got the specs on the second one. It looks pretty clean. It's under power. I think we'll need to arrange to visit it or at least speak with somebody there at the place. The hours look low. So, yeah, we are pretty close to making a decision on that, and that's the machining center is just a higher priority than the press break is, especially now they've worked out a system of how to take the oil out, the oil that leaks out, and catch it and put it back into the machine. So,
nice. Necessity is the mother of all invention.
Yeah, I think so. It seems to happen in this case, but I'm gonna be leaving on Tuesday for the rest of next week. My hope is that I can get a few things done. I need to make an offer on this, and hopefully they'll accept a price that's not quite as high as their asking price, and make arrangements for a handling company, a rigger that can put it on the truck and also tie down the equipment. There's pieces inside of the machining center that have to be bolted down before you can move it, or you'll damage
them. Yeah,
and I'm not sure where this thing is in Illinois someplace, and I don't have any contacts over there. There's a distributor involved, and hopefully the distributor has a person that can do that. So anyhow, finally it looks like we're in a position to do something, and probably do it pretty soon. I'm not sure I'll get it done as quick as Monday of next week, but certainly the following week we're going to try to get her done. So we're in the midst of it, and maybe if you can give me a call on Monday of next week, I may know some more things by then.
Yeah, sure. And let me, I'll talk to some of our equipment guys around here and see if maybe they, you know, have some contacts or connections for, you know, somebody who could help
get moved
in that part of the
country. What we're looking at is an HS1R Haas horizontal machining center. We have one here now that's 15 horse, and this one's, the ones that are for sale are 20 horse, and it looks like they'd fit into the same space, and we could use the same tool holders that we use on the other one, and we don't have a slightly less operator training because they've already been running the one that we have. So that's our first choice for a machining center.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as where it's located, I don't have it here on my desk. It's 520 Machinery is the company that has the distributor that has it for sale, and they said they're in Illinois, and they said it's a customer of theirs that's nearby to them. So I don't know exactly what city.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and who knows, the distributor may have some connections, but I'll ask around here as well, see if we can maybe figure something out for you here.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'll give you a buzz back on Monday, John.
Okay.
All right, take care.